You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
Hey, what's up, everybody? So, we're going to talk about Kobe Bryant and his recent tragic death that's got everybody sad and heartbroken, to say the least. What happened was is that Kobe supposedly crashed on a helicopter when even law enforcement isn't cleared to fly. Well, the guy's a sensation. He's an inspiration to just about everybody. His videos I didn't even know existed until everybody started posting all this stuff he'd been putting out recently that inspired me. And I thought that was pretty cool. But it's just kind of sad that, you know, like, I didn't know about all that until this happened. But it seemed kind of planned to me. Like, you know, I don't know. Okay, so my roommate is convinced that he's been sacrificed. I think he faked his death and went to Mars. Why would he want to do that? I don't know. Have you seen what's going on in the world today? I mean, it's hard to even have a relationship these days with people, and so it's, I mean, he's got plenty of reason to want to go and take his daughter and get away from all that, like, whatever. Like, well, I want to go to Mars. I want to go live on Mars. Well, I don't want that. Like, could you imagine that? Could you imagine that conversation in that household? I mean, like, that's got to be some pretty heavy exchanges. You know, so, you know, that's what I'm trying to figure out. But why would you want to do that? You know, and it, I mean, that's just all it comes down to with me. Like, I'm trying to recreate the situation like every investigator or detective does. And I've been thinking about it a lot, you know, and I really think he faked his death and went to Mars, because there's a website on the internet and they're selling trips to Mars. And I don't think that's a scam. They're asking a pretty hefty price. And they say that once you go, you can't come back. You see what I'm getting at here? Yeah, you can go to Mars. I'm not going. I'm staying here with my family. Well, she wants to go with me. So we're going. I mean, imagine that conversation in the household. Who knows, right? Who knows? So, you know, it's just weird that all these inspirational things, you know, like all the events that led up to that supposed tragic event that took so many lives, happened like that. LeBron James passed Kobe Bryant in scoring, I think, the day of Kobe Bryant dying. That's a coincidence. That's weird, right? But in this life, I'm told to believe that there are no coincidences. So that happened. His last picture on Instagram he posted. Kobe posted a photo on Instagram of him and LeBron James. Coincidence? I think not. I think the dude is still alive. I don't think he's dead. If he's dead, then, you know, I mean, okay, I'm wrong. I'm so sorry. I'm wrong. I'm totally wrong. But I don't think challenge you to change my mind. People have been trying to do this whole time, and it's just not gonna happen, dude. I'm always gonna, you know what I mean? Like, I'm always gonna think that I'm gonna think, I'm always gonna have my suspicions. Just like everybody else. Everybody's gonna have their suspicions one way or another. This all depends on what you think. But you're not gonna come along and just change my mind, because I'm thinking about this quite a bit. Why would you want to fake your death? You're here so great. This is paradise. It's wonderful. It's got this whole coronavirus that was created by somebody. Created, not just, it didn't just, these things don't just happen. But if you look at what's going on in China, they're eating fried bats, like just straight up frying the bat as is, and then eating it, boiling fetuses, and then eating the baby as if it's veal, like it's some kind of delicacy. I mean, I told you guys this crap exists. You know, I'm not some kind of liar. I don't come here joking about things. Like, oh, Trump is some kind of reptilian race lord, overseer, Jewish Nazi, whatever, like what? You know, I'm about the truth. And so, with the whole Kobe thing, that's, I mean, it's really got me thinking about Mars One more and more and more. You understand? Because I've known about Mars One years ago. I found that out a long time ago and wrote a song about that and everything. And I think that this is directly related. I think this all coincides with each other, and it all has something to do with it. I think that this is a realistic situation we're looking at here, is that Kobe Bryant faked his death to go to Mars. Did other stars do that? Is that where they really, really went? I say it's a possibility, because once you go, you can't come back. They said you'd be like, you could pay to try, but your return is not guaranteed safely. They say it's a lot safer than